Tell us, knowing who Baba was, did you all reach him very lightly?
Pardon?
Knowing fully well who Baba was, yeah. When he asked you to beat him, did you all beat him very lightly?
No. He wanted a good beating. We will just touch with the shoes, just to pacify him or something. No, he wouldn't be happy with that. Because he had dinned into our heads what obedience should be like. Any order, good or bad, I will carry it out with discipline, cheerfully, and all that. All these orders were there. They were there, and he had trained us into it.
So, the story of Pukhara, that being Pukhara.
Yeah, that's the prologue to it.
Yeah.
He didn't beat me, but he did handle me roughly.
Any particular instance come to mind?
I forget now. The only occasion that, of course, lingers about his roughness with me was a peculiar thing, because he never slapped me, never beat me or anything. But once he did this, and it has a lasting memory, you know. May I try it on?
Yeah, sure.
Something must have happened. I forget now what it was. I don't know. And he comes there and rushes towards me, and he tells me,
Oh, yeah.
That's how I remember. That's all.
He took you by the face and pushed you back.
Yeah. No, he just twisted it.
And he was mad?
He was mad like that. You call it mad. He was sane, but I was...
Yeah, right. We are all good. Yeah.
So that's how he was rough. That's the only incident that is still lingering.
Did you witness him being rough with other mandali, other disciples?
Yeah, with other disciples. He had slapped them, manhandled them, all that, thrown them out.
You know, Erich, I found that the hardest thing to hear about Baba when I came to Baba. I found that very hard to hear.
What?
That he was the thing that he did, especially in the days of Godzilla, he could smack them around with slippers and stuff. I really didn't like that. I talked to Tendu about it once.
But there must be something more to it than on the surface.
Yeah.
Now there's a humorous episode. The other day, I think last month I said that, but you all have brought this up again. I don't know whether it is mentioned in one of the diaries or not or anything, but I heard from those who were concerned with this. Just as you hear from me that this was the rough act of his on my face. So also somebody told me about. We used to sit down and just as we sit now and talk. So we also had our days, reminiscing our days with him and this and that and all that. So of course the days that I was not there, they would tell me about it. And then when I would be on tour with him, I would tell them about it. So then it's just like you have your talks in Pilgrim Center. Do you all talk about Baba? Or you have any other talks?
Some of those too.
So some of the other talks, we never had any opportunity for that. All that we'd do is reminiscence and bring back the memories and all that. So what happened once, it is here a very humorous episode. See how tricky your Lord is. Pardon me, Baba. So the thing is that you all have heard about Chanji, the first Baba's. Well, if you ever can bring to your mind, you see that a Godman needs to have a secretary or something like that. He was the first secretary, personal secretary. Naturally, you'd see to the arrangement of passports and visas, whatever you call it, and arrange for shipping. At the time, ships were there, not planes or anything. So, and he would be the secretary. Baba would dictate to him, and he had his portable typewriter. He would type like that, taking his typewriter on the laps there and type there. While in journey and all that, Baba's family spreading. They had to be fed properly, you see, and the only medium was correspondence, letters and all that sort of thing at the time. So here is an episode. They have gone to the West for the first time. I think it was it in America or England, I forget now. In Europe or America, I forget now. I think it is in the States. after he had been to Europe, England and all that. So he's in the States and there, you know, see the dress that he has worn, trousers and shoes and all that. So Kaka Bharia was with him at the time. He was the personal attendant. So he would make him wear the socks, you know, all the and the shoes, because Baba didn't like all this. But he had to face the people, you know, in their own dress and speak their own language and all that. So Baba is being put on, the trousers is there and the belt has been drawn, and Baba is seated there and Kaka is attending. And while Baba being, the personality was such that he would do many things at one and the same time. That was one of the things. So he is dictating something to Chanji, you know, his secretary. And the secretary is seated here, and Kaka is fiddling with his shoes or socks or something like that, and looking after his hand, what do you call them, cups and all that sort of thing, putting them properly and all that. And just at that time, Chanji, instead of taking down the notes and all that, Baba is dictating, he is using the board, and he is taking down the notes, and Chanji says, "No, Baba, this won't look good, it's not proper for them to know this sort of thing and all that." Baba says, no, you do it. He says, come on, take it. He is in a hurry all the time, you see. Mm-hmm. And Chanji is trying to just resist this, you see. Something happened, cropped up, and Chanji is not accepting what Baba is wanting the others to know. So then Baba says, come on, do it. He just gave it a kick like that. He again, he toppled that side, and he again sat down and says, oh, you can kick me, but whatever I feel is in your own interest, and this is, never mind, you come on, do it. And he started giving him his kick. And then he said, all right, you want to kick me, you want to beat me, but I don't mind. And he started crying, you see. And he was crying. And just then two Westerners entered the room. And, of course, Baba desisted, you see, stopped there. And Kaka is fiddling. And Baba tells those people, you have no idea of the love of my loved one. He is here with me for so many years. And just the sight of me, see how he is here. So how would you like that if you were to know that? That wouldn't have brought you here to India.
Yeah, I would, that's how, if I'd known that, I would have come.
But why have you come then, in spite of it? It is like that, you follow? Yeah. Mm. How intimate it was, how blessed. So Chanji would remember that. All right, if you want to hit me, you will do that. So often Baba would then, after that he would frighten Chanji and go on, rush on, and he would do like that. Yeah. You know how the person wants to, yeah.
There's a joke between them, you mean?
Yeah. It was like that. Since then, episode. Uh-huh. Yeah. So such would be there. The game is there, the game continues, him being the Lord, others his followers, loved ones and all that. It has nothing there. But I really, once they saw him, the way that he would react with somebody else, you see. It's still vivid in my memory. I had never seen him do that. Means there was an expression of, you may call it, a sort of a disgust or fed-upness, you see, and all that would be there. You can see with us, with him and us relating like that. He would be, so often you say, you would be fed up of our attitudes and this and that.